in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 25. The second book of Chronicles, chapter 25, it's a longest chapter, not very easy to read, but it's a story, and you need to read the whole of a story. Second Chronicles, chapter 25, at verse 1. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, yet not with a blameless heart or not wholeheartedly. And as soon as the royal power was firmly in his hand, he killed his servants who had slain the king his father. But he did not put their children to death, according to what was written in the law in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, the father shall not be put to death for the children, or the children be put to death for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. Then Amaziah assembled the men of Judah and set them by fathers' houses under commanders of thousands and of hundreds for all Judah and Benjamin. He mustered those 20 years old and upward, and found they were 300,000 picked men fit for war, able to handle spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor from Israel for 100 talents of silver. That is, he hired mercenaries for his army. But a man of God came to him and said, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you. For the Lord is not with Israel, with all these Ephraimites. But if you suppose that in this way you will be strong for war, God will cast you down before the enemy, for God has power to help or to cast down. And Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall I do about the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? The man of God answered, The Lord is able to give you much more than this. Then Amaziah discharged the army that had come to him from Ephraim, the northern kingdom, to go home again, and they became very angry with Judah and returned home in fierce anger. But Amaziah took courage and led out his people and went to the valley of Salt and smote 10,000 men of Seir. The men of Judah captured another 10,000 alive and took them to the top of a rock and threw them down from the top of the rock, and they were all dashed to pieces. But the men of the army whom Amaziah sent back, not letting them go with him to battle, fell upon the cities of Judah, from Samaria to Beth-horon, and killed 3,000 people in them, and took much spoil. After Amaziah came from the slaughter of the Edomites, he brought the gods of the men of Seir, and set them up as his gods, and worshipped them, making offerings to them. Therefore the Lord was angry with Amaziah the king, and sent to him a prophet who said to him, Why have you resorted to the gods of a people which did not deliver their own people from your hand? But as the prophet was speaking, the king said to him, Have we made you a royal counselor? Who gave you the right to speak? Stop! Why should you be put to death? So the prophet stopped, but said, I know that God has determined to destroy you because you have done this and have not listened to my counsel. Then Amaziah, king of Judah, took counsel and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoash, son of Jehu, king of Israel, the northern kingdom, saying, Come, let us look one another. Let's have a fight. I challenge you to war. Let's look one another in the face. And Joash, the king of Israel, sent word to Amaziah, king of Judah, A thistle on Lebanon sent to a cedar on Lebanon, saying, Give your daughter to my son for a wife. And a wild beast of Lebanon passed by and trampled down the thistle. You say, See, I have smitten Edom, and your heart has lifted you up in boastfulness. But now take my advice, stay at home. Why should you provoke trouble so that you fall, you and Judah with you? But Amaziah would not listen, for it was of God in order that he might give them into the hands of their enemies, because they had sought the gods of Edom. So Joash, king of Israel, went up, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced one another in battle at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and every man fled to his home. And Joash king of Israel captured Amaziah king of Judah, the son of Joash, son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem for 400 cubits from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate. And he seized all the gold and silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of God, and Obed-Edom with them. He seized also the treasuries of the king's house and hostages, and he returned to Samaria. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the deeds of Amaziah, from first to last, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? From the time when he turned away from the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and slew him there. And they brought him upon horses, and he was buried with his fathers in the city of David. Amen, and may God bless to our hearts such a reading of his word. Now will you turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 25. As we're singing that hymn, I couldn't help feeling that if King Amaziah had spoken to God in these terms, his life wouldn't have ended up in such a miserable mess. These Sunday morning studies in the second book of Chronicles have given us lots of stories, and we have seen these stories, especially the one this morning, to be set in the context of changes of government, military coups, political intrigue, international squabbles and international treaties, and the clash between church and state, with the inevitable result of the government persecuting the church in an attempt to silence the message of the prophets. All of which seems to suggest to me that these studies in 2 Chronicles are remarkably contemporary. The details, I agree, in some of these stories make very grim reading. But not any more grim than the stories in my lifetime, but not in the lifetime of some of the rest of you, the stories of the gas chambers and the concentration camps, and more recently all that we read about ethnic cleansing and that kind of thing, polite terminology for grim manifestations of man's inhumanity to man that makes countless thousands mourn. Yes, a lot of the details are grim. Details of past history, biblical history, and contemporary history. Yes, the details are often very, very grim. But we have to recognize that this is how a fallen world lives and works. Especially at times when God and God's laws are refused and rejected. In the ongoing saga of history, as perhaps we've indicated in prayer this morning, in the ongoing saga of history, the only constant factor is God. The only thing you can really count on is God. We have a hymn in our hymn book by Alfred Lord Tennyson that's got the words in it. We really sang them in hymn 448. Our little systems have their day. They have their day and cease to be. Politicians may gloat, we've never had it so good. But it's not all that long before people are...